The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the government's national risk assessment has warned that terrorist groups are using AI to create targeted propaganda to radicalise children. These groups are apparently using gaming platforms to influence and exploit children by spreading propaganda, recruit members and encouraging radical activities. Joining me to discuss this is Aisling Maloney, who is political reporter with the Irish Independent and has the story today. Aisling, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So what are we being told from this National Risk Assessment Group, which has put this report together for the government?
Yeah, so this is particularly looking at money laundering and terrorist financing. So money laundering, obviously an issue around organised crime and how organised criminals get their money, and terrorist financing, obviously one of the counter-terrorism ways that they, I suppose, weed out terrorist groups and stop them from forming and break them up, is to essentially stop their finances and stop how they're getting their money. So the National Risk Assessment has looked at these areas again. It's the first update to the risk assessments since 2019, so 7 years, and obviously we've come a long way in that time, particularly around artificial intelligence, which is even only really a new thing in the last year or two. And of course, legislators are struggling to keep up with the advancements in technology, the problems, I suppose, it's throwing up for governments, particularly around bad actors, criminals using these new technologies to reach their ultimate aim. So the National Risk Assessment is warning that terrorist groups, terrorist organisations, are actually using artificial intelligence to create more targeted and tailored propaganda to radicalise children. And it also flagged concerns, as you mentioned, about the increasing use of gaming platforms. So these are online gaming platforms to recruit both minors and adults, to influence them, to exploit those platforms, to disseminate propaganda, recruit members, incite and engage those using them in radicalization activities, to communicate with people, and sometimes to even fundraise. So these gaming, online gaming platforms, people might wonder what these are. Now, none are actually named in the report, as far as I can see. It's a 300-page report. I can't find where they are maybe called out specifically, but generally they're talking about the ones that operate online. You might have ones like Fortnite. That's a gaming platform where people can go on and, I suppose, innocently play the actual game, but they can also interact with people worldwide, essentially through the internet. And you don't know often who those people are. And many parents might be aware of some of those online gaming platforms, maybe that their children even use. And I know, you know, it's often a conversation between parents. And I suppose in the wider narrative as well, about how do you control who they're speaking to? And this is obviously one of the areas that would be the worst case scenario, where they might interact with someone from a terrorist group who is trying to essentially influence them and recruit them ultimately.
It can be really complicated and difficult, I would imagine, to try and infiltrate these chats, because even if you're playing on those platforms that you've mentioned, you mightn't be using the chat function on them. So you could be using something like Discord, which I know is really popular as a side chat happening with those that you're playing against. So did they make mention in this report that it's going to be difficult to try and find out exactly what is going on these platforms?
Absolutely. And particularly that what you're mentioning there is that it's becoming increasingly difficult with the terrorist groups to detect what they're doing, because they're using these alternative, this is what the report says, alternative internet platforms and encrypted chat applications. And you mentioned there, like, maybe using one application to reach people in one way and reach, and then in tandem using another separate platform to have a chat function, which is encrypted as well. And these platforms are, like, widely available. Anybody can go on and use them. They require little to no financial backing, which then makes it easier for the terrorists to evade any detection, because counter-terrorism investigations often focus on that financial monitoring and finding where they're getting their cash, essentially, to keep going. But with these, with this kind of technological advancement in the democratization of the access to it, means that they don't have that, they don't need that financial backing to even get their message out.
So at the launch of this report, did you hear anything about how this is going to be tackled?
So the government, I suppose, at the same time as launching the risk assessment, also launched a 30-point action plan around financial crime more broadly, speaking in some ways, I suppose, about cracking down on money laundering activities, particularly, I suppose, also reminding people of their obligations under money laundering legislation around particularly like large goods dealerships, that they have an obligation to report suspicious transactions or very large purchases if they are suspicious, that they have an obligation under the money laundering legislation to do that. Also cracking down on like small gambling casinos and the machines used there to make sure that they're also not being used for money laundering. So there is some, I suppose, they are taking some action, particularly around those issues domestically. I suppose the report, to put this in context as well, the report also mentions that Ireland is ranked 90th globally around the Global Terrorism Index. That reflects a low impact from terrorism in Ireland. But the report also mentions that because of the kind of cross-platform and the transnational links between movements, which aren't really national anymore, they're becoming hyper nationalist, so they're spanning countries, some of these terrorist groups or movements. And the report also talks about how international links between right-wing extremist groups are a matter of increasing concern.
Simon Harris was there yesterday at this launch, and he was talking about these crypto scams, these AI generated ads. And Micheál Martin published this online post during over the course of the week, where he said, look, there's a video going around of me asking people to pay money into an investment scheme. It's not me, and you need to be careful. Now, we played a clip of that yesterday on the programme, and while it looks like Micheál Martin in the video, the accent was really off. You know, it was Cork mixed with a very English accent, and you would clearly know it wasn't Micheál Martin. But Simon Harris says that his image and voice has been used in this way, and he said, even for the discerning eye, it would be hard to know whether this was real or not.
Absolutely. And this was one, I suppose this is something he was very specifically asked about, because his image has been used, let's say, or his likeness, because these are manipulated videos. They are AI videos where the AI takes in other videos, other audio clips of the person and puts them all together to create this new thing, which is manipulated and synthetic. And the tarnish to Simon Harris mentioning that he also was used in one, as you say, he even had to look twice, he said, because it does, it actually, he said, looked very convincing, and it can be quite challenging to detect it. And so even if you take just that, if you'd put that into a different context where maybe the video is, for example, like a religious leader or a priest who you may not know their accent, you may not know their mannerisms, and it might be very difficult then to detect that it's AI, and that something like that could be used to radicalize people, you know, in a far right way, in a terrorist extremist way. And so that's where those videos, while I suppose many Irish people seeing the video of Micheál Martin or anybody who pays any attention to politics or news in this country would have been able to say, oh, that's obviously not Micheál Martin. He has a big Cork accent and this video is very clearly fake. But we've seen over the years other videos used, you know, online, even one that put Micheál Martin on the Late Late Show. Things like that can be very convincing for people, especially maybe those abroad who aren't in Ireland. They say, well, that's the Irish Prime Minister. And, you know, they might be convinced of something because they see it. Now, the tarnish was saying that there are actions going to be taken around this at EU level. There is an EU AI Act which has come in, and they're also updating rules that are going to come in later this year about AI material needs to be essentially watermarked or clearly marked that it's being generated by a machine. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, whether that can actually take effect in the EU. But he also said that, like, while authorities, as in the Irish state and the EU, obviously having more power as a bloc of countries, is taking action around these deepfake videos, he was also saying that social media companies have a responsibility. That he was saying that, you know, the algorithms, essentially, with the algorithm, it's pushing content, and it is profiting because you're staying watching the feed, the social media feed. So he's saying that if they're profiting, that they are profiting from these videos, these addictive videos that are manipulated and generated by AI, he's saying that they're profiting from these videos being placed on their platforms. And then there's somebody losing out at the end, because a lot of the time those videos are encouraging you to do something like give up some of your money. So he was saying that basically he wants to see engagement and action from the social media companies on this. Now, he wasn't specific on exactly what he wants to see. I suppose it is still an emerging phenomenon. Everybody's moving to keep up with the technology as it advances, but the social media companies are on the fringe of that technology. They are the ones in many cases developing it. So he's saying he wants to engage with the companies on the spread of these videos, because he was saying they are profiting from it.
All roads seem to be pointing to tighter regulations of the tech industry, but it has proven notoriously difficult to do up to this point. Aisling, thank you very much for that. Aisling Maloney there, political reporter with the Irish Independent.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.